Two Hearts from Phil Collins here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Phil Collins, of course, celebrated his birthday last week, wasn't it? Didn't we have a birthday for Phil?
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, he did, yeah.
I can't remember how old he was.
No, nor do I want to. I fell out with him a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. He let the side down.
He did.
Two Hearts from Phil Collins. Morning, folks. Welcome along. Monday morning, 3rd of February, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. How are you, sir?
Not too bad, yeah.
That was an unusual response. How are you, sir?
Well, let me tell you
not
why.
Too bad.
Because I just literally, as you asked me the question, you know the Urban Dictionary?
Urban Dictionary, right,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So you put in a word you don't understand, right?
Yeah.
And it tells you what it means on the street, y'all.
Oh, right, okay. Right? It's for if you're not down with the kids, is it?
Yeah, so they've put in the word Gallagher into the Urban Dictionary. Whoever was using this computer last night.
Right. Obviously designed for you walking in this morning.
Yeah. So, Gallagher, as according to the dictionary, a guy who bangs your girlfriend.
Wow, I didn't realise it was that accurate.
Said in context, dude, I saw your girl with a Gallagher last night. Whoa.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's you're a term of abuse.
Also, it can be used to replace the terms horn dog or eager for sexual intercourse.
Oh, wow.
Well, I tell you now.
Man, he's one sleazy Gallagher, that guy.
Well, who knew my name was literally used as a...
Oh, my God, you're going to become like a...
Sneaky little
fella. You're going to become the face, the anti-face of the Me Too movement.
Isn't that unreal?
What a revelation to start the week off on. I'm actually working with a sex fiend.
Hey!
Oh my God.
Wow. Well, there you go.
That's it. No wonder you don't get invited out places.
You're
going to go around horn-dogging.
Horn-dogging.
And lusting after other people's girlfriends.
Well, you know what I mean. I didn't even know I was doing it. Here's me just minding my own business.
Yeah. I was only there for the buffet.
Let's stick in a McCabe and see what it comes out with.
Right, morning, folks. Yeah, anyway, 0871 880 0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. Hopefully you had a cracking weekend. We've loads of stuff going on. We'll tell you about it as we go along. The birthday's about to happen. Not great, okay? I'm going to give you the heads up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, pretty ropey on the birthday front, I'm afraid, old boy.
Normally when you say that, it goes better for me, though. Okay. So I'm going to keep me fingers crossed anyway.
With a
cheating adulterer like me, you never know what might happen.
Robin S. and Show Me Love here at Classic. It's 13 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Monday, 3rd of February. Good to have you along. 0871 880 0008, as always, if you want to give us a shout. Right, PJ's been doing some research before we get into the birthdays.
Well, we just pressed Gallagher into the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah,
well, somebody else did.
Turns out you're a horn dog.
Somebody else did. An adulterer, a sex pest that came up all these terrible ways to define me.
Yeah.
So just to get my own back, it says, come on, I'm going to look up McCabe and see if there's a...
McCabe isn't a word that's used on the street, though, is it?
Well, maybe you wouldn't have thought so, Jim.
Right.
But apparently,
what do you
in
define?
Some small circles it is. A McCabe is one of the most handsome men you'll ever meet. He's nice and cool. He can be a player at times. He doesn't express himself much when he's out, but later he'll talk more. He's a 9 out of 10 good boy.
Oh, yes.
Everybody needs a McCabe. They're the best. If you don't get a McCabe, or if you do get a McCabe, don't lose him. It actually goes on. Love a McCabe. McCabe is so hot you probably don't even know.
What a result!
I can't actually.
I can honestly say
it.
I've never heard a McCabe used in that way in any.
Let me just go back to Gallagher. A guy who'll bang your girlfriend. That's it. Cheater, adulterer, suspicious jock.
Oh my God!
That's what it says.
Oh, that's an incredible.
It's an outrageously bad way for me to start on Monday. I can tell you that much.
Wow. That's the end of you ever being invited around to anybody's houses anymore.
I just can't. They couldn't have picked two polar opposites.
You can drop around to the house, but just wait till my wife goes out.
God. I literally can't believe it. horn dog, over eager for sexual intercourse. That's McCabe, the most handsome man. He's so nice and cool.
Wow. I didn't even know the Urban Dictionary existed.
If you get
and
one,
now I love it.
If you get a McCabe, don't lose him. Love McCabe's forever.
Wow.
This is
I've got to find the context where that's... I've never heard it on the street, but I'm going to start using it now. Wow. That guy's a McCabe.
I mean, yeah. Heard he hangs out with a Gallagher, though.
Ah, that's
disappointing.
The birthdays are so irrelevant after that.
Yeah, well.
You couldn't possibly top that.
Jeepers almighty.
Although, I tell you something, there is a strange irony to what we've just found out about you and your name and one of the birthdays today.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is the birthday of Roy Chubby Brown. So, you know,
Oh, my God.
Bit of a filth. You know what I mean? What are your sorts?
Yeah, grubby little individual, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine though. It's actually worse to be called a Gallagher than it is to be called a Roy Chubby Brown.
That's bad, like, isn't it? You know what I mean? There is no... Like, there's no verb of Chubby Brown on the street.
Yeah. Like, you would have thought it'd be bad enough if somebody said, oh, your man's... he's a bit of a Roy Chubby Brown.
Yeah, no.
But it's actually worse to say, oh, that bloke's a Gallagher.
Yeah, he's a bit of a Gallagher, that. Give me a McCabe, I need a... Get so stupid. Right, Chubby Brown. Been around a long time. I'm going to take a stab. He's like 63.
He's actually 75.
Well, I should have known, actually.
Real name, Royston Vasey.
Such a posh name for such an old tramp.
Yeah. 75 years. Right, what about this? Warwick Davis.
Oh, Warwick Davis, yeah.
Yeah.
The little lad off Ricky Gervais' shows.
Exactly.
And of course he did. What was that show he did? I thought it was very funny. Oh, it was his own sitcom. Played the part of an actor in it, and his wife was with somebody else. Oh, it was.
Oh,
I thought,
yeah.
Very funny. I can't think of that. Was it just called Warwick or no? I can't remember. But jeepers, it was very funny. There was one brilliant scene where he calls up to the house to get his award back that he won.
Right,
it's on the top shelf.
That's right, he has to climb it.
And they said, "Will we just get it for you?" He goes, "No," and he has to climb up all the shelves, and he keeps falling. It's so funny.
And he was in, you know, was it Willow that your...
Willow the movie, yeah.
Yeah, that your hero lad was in. Was he in that? Andre the Giant. Was he in Willow, no?
I don't think so, was he?
No, maybe I'm confusing it with something else.
He was in Princess Bride.
That's it. Yeah.
But Warwick Davis...
And apparently Warwick Davis played an Ewok in Return of the
Jedi.
That's
right, yeah. That's right. He's a tough one to put an age on.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Let me help you out with this. Significant birthday.
Oh, he's 50.
Well done.
Yeah,
right, okay.
Come on, Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis, 50. Now, here's one. How big a Dallas fan were you?
A very big.
Right, okay.
Very big Dallas fan.
Do
I was
you
mad
remember
into it.
Jenna Wade?
Ooh,
in Dallas.
I'm going to need a character name.
That is our character name.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Jenna Wade was the character of Morgan Fairchild.
The character of Morgan Fairchild.
Morgan Fairchild was the actress who played Jenna Wade. Morgan Fairchild. Remember, oh, I was going to say.
I'm going to need a storyline.
Big blonde hair. And then that's literally, you're in the 80s, for God's sake.
Yeah,
everybody.
You're not helping.
Even the fellas had
now he's going to say shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Right. What else was she
in? I can't picture her at all.
Morgan Fairchild.
And I was going, then you could say she used to go out with JR again. That doesn't narrow it.
Let me see. There's a... my God, how could I even... Well, let me just see if she was in anything else, right? I thought for a while she was in TJ Hooker, but I was wrong.
Oh!
Somebody else.
But that was your woman, Stacey, wasn't it, they called her?
Yeah, but they. But she kind of like... She looked a bit like her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that help?
I'm going to go with 64 and hope for the best.
Hang on a second. Yeah, you see, did she play anything else?
Who knows? Who knows?
Okay, I'll tell you what, let me help you out a little bit. Let me see, right. So Dallas, she played Jenna Wade. She was in Flamingo Road, Falcon Crest.
Oh.
Murphy Brown.
Oh.
Roseanne.
Oh! Well, I'm going to stick with my guess of 64.
No, hang on a second, I'm going to help you out more.
Jeez.
I'm determined to help you.
He just...
It's a significant birthday.
70.
Yeah!
That's, I remember that. I can't believe that's two in the bag.
Now we have to go for a third one. I hadn't got a third one lined up, so I'm going to give you a choice, right? We have to go for this now. So you can have a choice of Nathan Lane.
Yeah.
Do you know Nathan Lane?
No, who is he?
He's an actor.
Right, never heard of him.
Do you remember Gary Webster, since we had a big Minder thing there not so long ago? He was the sort of second incarnation.
I do, yeah, I do remember. I know exactly who he is, yeah.
You could have Tim Flowers, that was a
footballer.
Yeah, goalkeeper with Blackburn.
Oh.
You could have Retief Goosen, the South African golfer. You could have Isla Fisher. Do you know Isla Fisher was in Home and Away? Married
Sacha Baron Cohen. Oh, that's right, yeah, of course I do, yeah.
So you can pick any of them.
I'll go with Tim Flowers because he was part of that Blackburn team that ruined everything on United.
Oh, so, yeah, was so, he? Yeah,
yeah, he won
the Premiership the second year.
He was, yeah, under Kenny Dalglish.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with that and hopefully I can get this right.
Okay,
so
this could be a
roughly
could be a
around
moment.
The same age that like Alan Shearer would be.
How old was he back then? Anyway, what odds?
So.
Right, so this is your moment. Tim Flowers.
Tim Flowers is 51.
Oh! Crowd are literally going.
Oh,
boy. 53.
Fart anyway. Farty. I hated your team then, and I hate them even more now.
Steve Winwood, Valerie, and Belinda Carlisle. Heaven is a place on earth. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning to you, folks. Monday, 3rd of February, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us. And thanks for getting in touch. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Loads of people have been on. There's Antoinette. Also, a couple of people mentioning the fact that, you know, obviously with John back in today again, somebody was saying that, well, lads, is John full-time now and part-time Tara's covering his holidays?
Well, yeah.
From Dan and Cork.
It's unreal. I, you know the way, I'd say when John goes asleep, he's like Martin Luther King in the sleep. He's like, you know, he's drifting off and he's like, I had a dream. Where Tara did two consecutive weeks work in a row. Oh, yeah, I know.
But also, somebody says you could say John feels like a Gallagher. No, he feels like he's been Gallagher'd. That's what it is.
Who said that? What cheeky little git said that?
Magella.
Wait,
or no, or was it Richie and Swords? I can't remember.
It doesn't even matter. I'm getting lifted out of
like
here.
He's been Gallagher.
We're going to be talking about this a little later on because I'm still not happy about how this has ended up at all. I still have a lot of questions as to how one can be so unbelievably negative as opposed to the other. And I've been trying to find out if maybe Jim McCabe was editing these pages, but unfortunately not. Yeah.
This is a little thing that PJ found on the Urban Dictionary.
Someone found and left on my computer this
especially
morning.
For you.
Yeah.
So we might revisit it, actually, because there's another little twist in the tale.
There's another twist in the tale has arrived.
Which is great. Anyway, so we'll go back to that later on. Also, what else? God, people are a mine of information today. Jurassic Greg has been on to say, you know the way we played Eye of the Tiger earlier on? Or I think we played it, did we? Did we play Eye of the Tiger earlier on?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we did. Jurassic Greg was on to say, that song, the song meant for Rocky 2... was originally called You're the Best Around, right?
Yeah.
And then it was rejected and replaced by Eye of the Tiger. And You're the Best Around went on to be the theme tune to The Karate Kid.
No way!
According to Jurassic Greg.
You're the Best Around! Who sings the You're the Best Around?
Don't know.
Wow.
No idea.
Oh, I'm going to have to listen to that now. I'm Rocky in me head.
We'll have to find that
song. It'll cause some cultural explosion.
Also, we were saying about Morgan Fairchild's birthday today. Fred was on to say, Jim, Priscilla Presley played Jenna Wade in Dallas. Ah, you see, that's what you would say, Fred. You are both right and wrong. Because, in fairness, she did play it, but only after Morgan Fairchild. Because Morgan Fairchild played Jenna Wade for a short time and then took up the lead role in Flamingo Road.
Yeah, see, this is what happened.
And they brought in Priscilla Presley.
This is what happened in the soaps back then. They never killed anyone off or anything if they didn't suit them.
No.
So, like, Miss Ellie and Jock Ewing, or not Jock, he just died and they left him there.
But Miss Ellie was replaced.
And that character as well. They one day, just somebody who looked completely different.
Somebody would go upstairs and come down a different person.
It could be completely different and everyone just pretended. And that used to happen quite a lot back in the 80s. So
that's what it was, Fred. It was originally played by Morgan Fairchild, very briefly, in fairness, and then she went off to Flamingo Road, so Priscilla Presley got it. Also, you know the way we're talking about Roy Chubby Brown?
Well, yeah.
Apparently they've used his name, Royston Vasey, It's the name of the town in the League of Gentlemen. You know, that
That's
mad
right.
comedy.
That's
that
right.
is madness.
That is a
now,
mad
I'm,
thing.
I'm all for a bit of surreal comedy.
It's too much
a bit
for
of
me.
Mighty Boosh or whatever.
Yeah.
But my God, the League of Gentlemen is
Mighty
mad.
Boosh is too much for me as well, yeah. I'll be honest with you. Your yeah. man with all the shaving cream in his face and everything. What are you doing? What are you
yeah.
doing?
It's all a bit strange.
It's just
it?
Too odd. It's like they can't think of actual jokes, so they just acted like
and
weirdos.
And League of Gentlemen had a huge following.
Huge.
Like they do, they still do live stage shows and everything.
I know,
like
yeah. I did a gig with your man Noel Fielding one time.
From the Mighty Boosh?
Yeah. yeah. And it was the weirdest gig I've ever done in my life.
Hey, and it's gas. He's like, he's kind of proper old now.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a young man anymore.
He's very strange when I met him on stage. Like, he's a nice fella.
Yeah, but
he's still getting up. He told this joke about I was waiting for a bus and I was standing next to a man who had a pair of ram's legs. And this was the beginning of his thing. I was like, right.
Oh, my, yeah.
I there,
I'm out.
To be honest with you now, I don't think anyone here is going to get your references. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, he was going on about, I kept asking him, why, man of ram's legs, do you be needing to get the bus when you have ram's legs? It was mad stuff, like, weird.
Did anybody
stuff.
Laugh?
Yeah, but I think they laughed because they were more uncomfortable than anything else.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
he does, like, he does very well. Like,
yeah, like, he does proper, like, big, not stadium tours, but, you know, big, like, theatre tours.
Yeah, I remember Jonathan Ross had him on a show interviewing him, and he was real nice, and they had a real normal interview, and then he played a clip from the show, and Jonathan Ross, which I've never seen done before in a big, sort of, like, weekend chat show, at the end of the interview, he goes, there you go, that day starts on Monday at 10 o'clock. Not my kind of thing, if I'm being totally honest. But I wish you the best. He sort of disassociated himself because even he felt too weird asking someone else to watch it.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently that's the case. And Roy Truby Brown played the mayor in League of Gentlemen.
I don't know. Yeah, it was too weird for me.
Also, Morgan Fairchild was in Naked Gun. Somebody saying.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't picture the woman for love nor money. I can't
think that's
picture.
Another one that's getting confused with Priscilla Presley. Priscilla Presley was definitely in Naked
Gun.
Oh,
yeah, no, you're right, Jed. You're right. That no, it makes sense now. No, that's definitely not right.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right that it's definitely not right,
yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Great.
Right?
Glad we got that right.
Yeah, right.
Excellent. Okay. What have we got for you today, then?
Who knows? I'm confused now.
In an hour's time, we got Double Money Monday. And it's over $2,000 Double Money Monday. 2,200, is it? Or is it even more?
I'll tell you right now, 2,300.
Great.
So we've loads of money.
2,300 we have here on Double Money Monday. That's got to be worth having a crack at. So classichits.ie, first place to go. And then you can let us know if you fancy having a guess. If you think you know what it is. The little clip is there. All the previous guesses are there. Classichits.ie. Also, starting today, something to watch out for. We have the chance for you to win an amazing package to the Forever Young Festival 2020. It's happening again at Palmerstown House Estate from the 10th to the 12th of July. We have 4 weekend camping passes, VIP upgrades, full glamping package from Pitch Perfect Glamping, a chance to have exclusive meet and greets. It's a huge prize that we're going to be handing out at the end of the week. And to qualify, you just listen out for the Forever Young Artists.
Simple as that.
Each day.
Simple as that.
Will I make it very easy today?
Yeah, go on.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Our one today, right? Now, don't tell anybody I told you this. Our one today is Paul Young.
Paul Young.
Okay.
You know your man. Shh. Hey Jude. You know him.
Oh my God. Anyway, our one today is Paul Young, right? So you're going to hear Paul Young on our show today. When you do, that's when you text in. You text win, I think.
Are you sure? I think it's text Yellow Submarine. Yeah.
Anyway, there's something you text. We'll try and find out and tell you later.
Pipes of peace.
And that's the chance to get into the draw for this amazing... And it is. It's a belter of a prize.
It
and, of
is.
Course, we're going to have Sharon Alston on with us on Friday again, revealing even more acts.
I know. Hopefully the rest of the Beatles are playing.
Crowded House, weather with you. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 3rd of February. Almost 10 past 7. Sorry, there was something meant to happen
there. Oh, there, yeah.
You went
off.
See,
it sounded like a big announcement.
The button went off funny. It should have gone like this. That would have been all dramatic
it's
and everything.
It's much more dramatic now.
Oh, yeah.
You can see Jim running at me now. You want to see him? His shorts
in my red pants.
He's holding a red flask or something like this. But you may have heard, we're just 12 days now since Pamela Anderson and John Peters got married The two of them got together. He's, I didn't really know much about him. He was 74 and he produced various films, including Barbra Streisand's version of A Star Is Born.
He was 74? How old is Babs now?
52.
Yeah. Why did I call her Babs?
I don't know. Her name's Pamela Anderson. Because I said Barbra Streisand and you got confused. Is that right?
Oh, God.
I need that vitamin.
That's a weird thing. Anyway, yeah. Sorry.
It's
right.
A bit of confusion here on Monday morning, I can tell you. So there you go. You know, so they got married 12 days ago. He's this guy. He did A Star Is Born. He did the 1989 Batman and all. That was his
movie. Right, okay.
Anyway, of course, we'd like to wish them well. They're 12 days married, and I'd like to wish them well in their divorce. As they've been moved, they said. Once they've announced they're splitting up, obviously.
Oh, my God.
So they got into double figures now, in fairness to them.
Yeah,
a
by
full
Hollywood
12
standards.
Days. Yeah. Full 12 days. So they've been very moved with a warm reception to their union not being a union anymore.
To their decoupling.
Their decoupling, their conscious decoupling. Is that what they say nowadays? She says, we'd be very grateful now for your support as we take some time apart to reevaluate what we want from life. And what we want from each other. 12 days, they didn't even make the second week. She goes, life is a journey and love is a process. With that universal truth in mind, we've mutually decided to put off the formalisation of our marriage certificate and put our faith in the process. The process of breaking up, it's what it sounds like to me.
Hang a second. So what exactly did they do? What's this business of formalising their marriage?
Yeah, well, they boxed a bit clever. So they had a wedding ceremony and all of that.
So they basically had a party.
Well, they didn't get around to doing the official bit yet, and then it came down to it, obviously, and they went,
so they said, you know, so we'll try, right? We'll have a party.
Yeah.
And if after the party we still like each other, we'll maybe go on. But if we don't, if you annoy me at the party...
Yeah, I'm not into
it.
We'll have to do a bit of a conscious decoupling, because this isn't really working then, you know?
And they announced their marriage, yeah? They announced that they were...
Well, they must have. If they released the announcement that they're breaking up, I doubt they must have been contrary to the announcement that they got together, I imagine.
Yeah,
so they must have invited people along, like, so...
12 days.
12 days,
fair play to them. They gave it a good shot.
They gave it a good... And they said it wouldn't last.
Yeah.
Hey.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, it's just... It's like Hollywood. Getting married in Hollywood is like when we were growing up and somebody says, would you be with me, mate? That's what getting married in Hollywood is. Isn't it?
But the weird thing is, 12 days is lasting. I mean, the what's the best one of all? Britney's 55 hours or something?
She did a couple of days, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I'd like to say, listen, you need to listen to this Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil. This is the real housing crisis. This is why married couples cannot survive if they're made live in the same house.
Right.
This is what I would say. This is the housing crisis. How are you supposed to be in a successful, lengthy marriage if you're sharing the house with somebody else? It's outrageous.
This is your secret to not only just to the housing crisis, but to sort of like general life happiness.
I told you only a week ago, if your missus or you lived across the road...
From each other. Yeah.
Marriage, you'd have a much healthier marriage. Would you be looking... Look at this.
Or if you were next door neighbours.
Who's that in with you there? Oh, Jerry, yeah. Grant. Well, have you watched A Stranger on Netflix yet? It's great. What episode are you on? Grant, I'm going to make some sausage rolls. Call in if you want one.
Right.
No, you're going to bed, Grant. Right, is Jerry staying, Grant? Okay, love you. So it's a lot stressless.
By the way, listeners, one of the best parts of that is PJ actually had the phone to his ear. It's the radio.
I have to act it out for you. I'm trying to show you.
It's a very valid point you make, though.
I know.
That does sound like you may have stumbled across, you know, the secret to eternal happiness.
I tell you, that's John Peters and Pamela Anderson. If there's two people I know that can afford a spare gaff,
you would actually need double the houses, though.
True, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shows, yeah, that's it. The government have let us down. Literally half the amount of houses we need. And you're supposed to get on with somebody else. Outrageous.
The pressures they're putting on people nowadays.
I mean, it's like, how are you supposed to fit someone, you and your dog, obviously, how are you supposed to bring someone you love into the house? You have to be realistic, come on.
Yeah. Something's got to give.
We've got to give.
As Pamela Anderson's just found out.
Vote for everyone who gives us the extra house. That's who I'm. When the candidate calls around, I'll give you an extra house for the spouse.
There you go. Look, you've just stumbled across a campaign slogan.
That's my manifesto.
Houses for spouses.
Houses for spouses. Whatever. For no, you know what I mean.
Yeah, come on, Eileen. Dexy's Midnight Runners here at Classic. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with BJ and Jim on this Monday. Loads of things going on. About half an hour, of course, going to play for some serious cash on the hit bid. It's Double Money Monday. We're at €2,300. So well worth checking out classichits.ie before we get started on that. It's on the way in about a half an hour. But also, today is when we start our big Forever Young festival kind of competition.
Yeah, yeah, today is the day, of course.
Runs all this week, and at the end of the week, this is a belter of a prize. Now, this festival, of course, has just become, I don't know, it's just become iconic already. I mean, literally, it was the most talked about music event in the kind of Irish music calendar last year. And it's back again for 2020. Palmerstown House Estates between the 10th and 12th of July, the Forever Young Festival. Unbelievable lineup of acts. If you're an 80s music fan, it's everything you could possibly need. It's Marty Pello, Jimmy Somerville, Paul Young, Bananarama, the Boomtown Rats, Bad Manners, which has PJ very excited.
I can't wait to see Bad Manners. Literally over the moon over that one.
Yeah, the Undertones, the Blow Monkeys, Cutting Crew, John Parr, Heather Small, absolutely everybody. Except Errol Brown, and obviously we won't go into that.
We won't go into that. Whoa! That was
funny.
But
anyway, we've got this incredible lineup of acts, right? And we're giving you the chance to win, check this out, 4 weekend camping passes, plus 4 VIP upgrades, full luxury glamping package for 4 from Pitched Perfect Glamping, and an exclusive meet and greet with one or more of the artists that weekend.
Oh, unbelievable.
Isn't it incredible?
Unbelievable. And all you have to do to win tickets is we name an artist that's playing at the festival, listen to their song. When you hear their song, text us, and that's it. Job done. Just cross your fingers
Absolutely.
And hope for the best.
And we're giving you the heads up, okay? Strictly speaking, we're supposed to tell you to just listen out for any of the artists you're playing, right? But we're kind of giving you a bit of a head start, being day one.
Yeah, so it's...
Paul Young.
Got to admit, it's getting better.
Is that
a little better all the time?
What's
yeah.
that?
It's one of his songs when he was in the Beatles.
Paul Young will be played on the show before the end of the show. At some stage, you will hear Paul Young. When you do, actually, do we know what the keyword is? Is it just win?
I'd say it's just win. Okay. We'll keep it simple because it goes into the system, and there's no point in texting Yellow Submarine or Hey Jude or anything like that. It's not set up for. So just text win, and you're going into the system there.
Right. So when you hear Paul Young, win and your name to 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp, but only when you hear Paul Young, and we'll get you into that draw for that amazing VIP glamping package with the meet and greet and the whole thing at this year's Forever Young Festival, back for 2020 at Palmerstown House between the 10th and 12th of July. If you want to check it out for yourself and see the full lineup and all the artists who are playing and check out tickets and all that, foreveryoungfestival.ie is the place to go.
And it is a solo stuff we're playing, not the stuff when he was in the Beatles.
Oh my God.
Is it?
It's Paul Young!
I know who it is. Jeepers. Yesterday.
Where is the love from the Black Eyed Peas? Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hitbit on the way. Big cash today. €2,300. Well worth having a crack. ClassicHits.ie. Good place to start, by the way. You get to listen to the Hitbit as many times as you like on the website. And more importantly, see all the previous guesses. In case what you are planning has already been guessed. No point in wasting it. But let us know if you fancy playing. 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Monday, 3rd of February. It's coming off the back of a weekend that was very significant for a lot of people. Obviously, the end of January. For a lot of people, it would have been payday. First time they've had money in what feels like forever.
Forever, oh my God, yeah.
And lo and behold, after a weekend when maybe people had a few spare pennies to spend on all sorts of festivities, perhaps today turns out to be the sickie day of the year.
The most likely day for people to pull sickies of the year is the first Monday in February. And ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived. The first Monday in January, of course, is Blue Monday.
Yeah.
When we're the brokest
and most
annoyed. Oh, God. Oh, better pull. Oh, jeebus. Maybe I'm going to pull the sickie myself here. Starting to sneeze. But today is the day. That most workers, the most amount of sickies at any one stage is going to pull today.
It's a bit obvious, isn't
it? Tara. Oh, Tara.
Yeah, some of you may have noticed that John is in doing the news at the moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is a bit obvious, isn't it? Because, you haven't had money. Maybe you haven't been able to get out for all of January. You've been absolutely smashed. Shouldn't you get paid? You've got the weekend.
Party started.
And that Monday, you suddenly go, I'm not really well.
Yeah, 80% of your money's on pills. The other 20% is just sitting there going, come on, let's do something.
You haven't been out in ages.
It's been so long since you smiled. And yeah, and all the tricking.
So this is a big, and like, okay. Now, naturally, nobody's going to turn around and go, look, sorry, I went a bit mad over the weekend.
Nobody does that.
No.
Well, there was a time you used to be able to do that. Actually, when I started working back in the early 90s, I remember being able to call into work genuinely and saying, listen, I'm after going mad last night. I can't stop getting sick. I can't come in.
I'm
and
hanging.
Your boss would go, ugh. I nearly didn't make it in myself. Yeah. You know, like, there were different times.
It was a different world.
You don't get to do that anymore. You know, yeah, your boss would be there going, don't come near the place, seriously. When none of us are doing that in here. I'm going home at lunchtime. You know, like, it's a different world. You know, the jobs don't really work like that anymore.
Yeah.
But, of course, like you say, if you're going to take the day off, you better have a damn good excuse going back in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because it's the day. No one believes you. And that brings us to a glorious list of some of the excuses given this day last year for not turning up to work.
Right. This is the kind of stuff that people can expect tomorrow, is it?
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff bosses and employers can expect tomorrow.
Like, plan your excuse. If you're on one, right, I'm dying to hear what Tara's going to say.
Yeah.
So plan one, right? You can't go mad. No, well, somebody rang their boss last year and says they can't come in because they had Ebola. Now, at the time, Ebola was after killing 11,000 people in West Africa. And this fella thought, Ebola's popular.
That's trending at the moment.
So don't do coronavirus or anything like that. Because if you start doing
that... Did somebody really claim to have Ebola?
Ebola last year, yeah.
Just some random place in Ireland.
Yeah, like... And Jim, this is only the beginning of the list. Like,
oh
this, that's actually one of the more reasonable
like
ones.
That's, what?
Yeah. Another said they were allergic to wearing yellow. So they worked for a company where you had to wear yellow. I think we can think of what that company might be.
Possibly.
Yeah, and he said, there's something in the dye of yellow, I can't wear it, and it's after making me burst out in a rash and I can't go in. The doctors have to tell me I'm not to wear yellow so I can't come in.
I'm allergic to yellow.
Yeah. A third worker said they were suffering from the flu because they left the fridge door open all night. They left the fridge door open all night and they're after catching the flu.
They got the flu off
I'm going to have to get the terrible chill. I can't, I'm like, I'm in bits
the
over
flu.
Yeah, left the fridge door open.
Fantastic.
A fourth person said they left the window open and fog came in the window and it fogged up the alarm clock. So when the clock went off, they couldn't read the time. I thought that it was a different time and that the clock went off the wrong time.
Oh
yeah.
My God, these are magnificent.
No, they're brilliant, aren't
they? These are better than any of those weird kid ones you get for school things.
These are adults.
Somebody actually expected their boss to believe that the fog stopped them
reading
their alarm
open,
clock.
Yeah, and the fog came in and it went onto the lens of the alarm clock and I couldn't see it, so I thought the time was wrong.
That is absolutely magnificent.
It's brilliant, isn't it? Another fella said that his cat stole someone's house keys. Oh yeah, the cat stole the house keys and he'd locked himself in. As he bolt locks the door and he doesn't know where the cat is or where the keys are and he's going to have to call a locksmith. He can't get out of the house.
Fantastic.
Yeah. A few animal working ones actually. That's pretty. A dog ate his glasses and he couldn't drive without his glasses.
Literally, we've resorted to the dog ate.
The dog.
Ate my glasses.
Yeah. Here's my favourite one, though. A worker, he rang up to say, he obviously works a lot on phones or whatever, I don't know. Rang up to say, listen, I'm after losing my voice and I can't possibly come in. But his voice was perfect on the phone to the boss. So he was like, yeah, no, can't speak. Don't know what's wrong with me. I mean, as soon as the voice comes back now, I'll be in like a light, obviously. That wasn't a bother him.
I wasn't. Nobody challenged and said, well, you sound okay to me.
Well, obviously they did. These are just the chancers.
Somebody rang up and said, my voice is gone.
My voice is gone. Not a bother on him. Another fella says, I was on my way to work and I got savaged by a seagull. He said he was savaged by a seagull. And he leapt like a salmon on a beach, he told his boss. He leapt like a salmon on the beach to defend himself. But he fell on a railing and he cracked a rib. And he couldn't come into work.
That's magnificent.
And there's the final one, which is the number one.
Okay.
A fella rang in and says, I can't come into work today. I'm in jail.
Please.
least there was problems.
So, like, if you're in bed now, I would advise you very much, as much as you don't want to, today is the day to just get it together and go to work.
Go in,
Pull your sickie next week, because no one is going to believe you tomorrow.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth 2,300 euros for Double Money Monday. Which is a cracking pot of cash rather than a cracking pot of cash.
A cracking crock of gold.
Indeed it is. It sounds exactly like this, and that's what it is. It's, you tell us what it is, we give you all the money. Damien is in Dublin and he's going to go first this morning. Hiya, Damien.
How are you doing, PJ? How are you?
Not bad at all, Damien. How was your weekend?
Well, it was my birthday Saturday, so hopefully I come in this.
Oh, very good. Happy birthday. Belated birday to you.
Oh, thanks very much.
Do you have a bit of a party or anything?
No, just had a few friends over and we had a bit to eat and just sit down and watch a movie or two.
That sounds like a party to me, I have to say.
That'll do.
Well, that'll do, a little mini one.
Right, so have a go at this. We'd love to give you some money for your birthday, Damien.
It would be, I'm thinking, Lou Reed, Perfect Day.
Oh, good chill. Yeah,
as was Saturday. Right, what do you reckon, Mike?
And I tell you what, Damien, you could have another perfect day with that kind of money, couldn't you?
Yes,
like, I don't know,
could.
Yeah, you could feed animals in the zoo, then later another movie too.
And
maybe home. Yeah, no, it's wrong, unfortunately.
Sorry about that, Damien.
No problem, lad. Thanks very much.
No worries at all. Belated happy birthday, Damien. Keep at it. Have a good day, man. Take care.
Thank you.
Now.
Hell yeah, April on the phone. How are you, April?
Hello.
April. In Galway. Hello.
For some reason, April's not coming up.
Oh, no.
Is she on two there, no?
Yeah, it says line two, but there's nothing happening.
Nothing happening for April.
Ah, fart.
Nope.
No sound of her.
Oh, no.
That's unfortunate. Did you know what April was going to have a guess of?
I do know what April was going
to
have
gonna
a guess
of. We're going to have to ask you to take the hit for
we
us,
may, though. We may as well rule it out. So it's Brian Ferry, Let's Stick Together. Great tune.
Let's Stick Together, right. Yeah.
But was it wrong?
It was wrong. Yeah, she seems there now, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
She's there now?
Yeah.
Jeepers. April.
Where did you go?
I don't know what happened. What did you do on me?
I don't know what we did. And now we're after taking and wrecking your guests and everything.
So you were going to go for Brian Ferry, were you?
Yes, I was convinced.
Well, at least we've been able to put you out of your misery. It wasn't that.
Okay, thank
you. Where are you en route to, by the way? You sound like you're flying along.
Sorry?
Whereabouts are you at the moment? You sound like you're flying along somewhere.
I'm about to head past that loan and you'll disappear and go all crackly on me.
Oh, yeah, oh, we
right,
do
okay,
that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
We're not allowed into that loan. It's some barren order on us. I don't know why.
Okay.
Cheers, April. Take care of yourself.
Thanks very much.
Cheers. See you, April. Good luck.
Right, I don't know what was going on there.
Poor
very
April.
Strange.
So I feel bad we stole our guest moment and everything. But anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I was just going to tell her that she can have another go, April, because we do it all year. May, June, July, August, September. Right the way through. Oh, I feel like an April fool.
Oh,
just keep
God.
Going with these.
He's determined.
He's mad for it, isn't he?
He's on a roll.
This is since
I'll tell you something. At least you have something on the way after 8 o'clock that'll take the wind out of a sail.
I hope so.
Halt his gallop.
Yeah.
Not every day you get an April on the phone, let me tell you. I have to make use of it.
Yeah, fair point.
He's still upset about the woman robbing his pun last week. He's not letting go of anything now.
Trying to make up for it. Right, okay. It means that you can play again with Damien Farrelly this afternoon. 20 to 5 is when Damien plays. 2,300 euro. It's a serious amount of cash to have a go at. All the guesses that we've had are up on classichits.ie. The little Hitbit bit itself, as in that, is up there to listen to as many times as you like as well. So you can have a little listen, check it all out on classichits.ie and play with Damien Farrelly at 20 to 5. Right, on the way after 8 o'clock. What's in a name, PJA?
Well, can I just, before we even start this, I'd like to debunk the entire thing as complete and utter nonsense. And you'll see why.
Take on me from Aha here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, 3rd of February. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for being with us, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We've got to say a quick happy birthday to Luke and Ava Handley. They're from Ardan, County Limerick. Luke and Ava, 11 today. They are happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday very much to the two of you.
And also, I've got to give a very special shout out, right, to Kerry Dave.
Kerry Dave.
Kerry Dave, long time listener to this very show.
Yeah.
All right. But I was, you know, I was at Leopardstown over the weekend. The
oh,
Dublin Racing Festival.
Yeah. I see your photograph and everything. Did you have a good one, yeah?
Brilliant it was. The 2 days, absolutely fantastic. Great festival at Leopardstown.
You went the 2 days, did you?
Yeah, yeah, I went both days. But Kerry Dave.
In the stables, fella, you.
Yeah, Kerry Dave spotted that I was there.
Yeah.
And sent me a little direct message.
Right.
With a tip on the first day.
Right.
That romped in.
You're joking.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. And not only that, set me up for a couple of good ones on the second day as well.
Right. And what happened there?
Yep.
They all happened.
They all happened.
Get out.
All delivered. Fantastic. Jeepers. So, Kerry Dave, I owe you big time, buddy.
Right.
Thank you for that.
I'll tell you something, Kerry Dave. This is typical now with the way he wants this link to go. I just want to say, Mr. Lickety Bum. Mr.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just saying thank you to the man for giving me the heads up.
Pair of Mr. Lickety Bums. Look at you just out there trying to be the nice guy. Yeah, I see it.
You see, look, hang on a second. Just to explain to people, right? Early this morning, PJ came in, right? And the first thing he saw on his computer was something that I assume somebody specifically left it for you.
Obviously, yeah. Somebody wanted me to see this. I'm not happy about it. Someone left open a page of the Urban Dictionary. For those of you that don't know, the Urban Dictionary is a very regular dictionary. It's a normal dictionary online.
Okay.
But like Wikipedia, it can be updated by anybody. So what ends up happening is all modern slang from all around the world goes into it. So it's not just regular words. It's all slang as well as regular words. So somebody had it left open on the page, Gallagher.
Yeah.
And apparently...
So now, just to, before you do this, right, this is like, you know, when slang, it's like, if there was something that, say, you know, is being used in, I don't know, weird text language or, you know, something that's down with the kids or something you don't understand, the idea is you put it in and explains what it means, yeah?
Yeah, it's a dictionary, yeah.
Yeah,
so, yeah, smarty pants, yeah.
So if you were to, for example, if you heard Gallagher being used...
If you heard, yeah, that guy's a bit of a Gallagher.
Yeah,
or I saw
you
your girlfriend the other day... With a Gallagher.
Yeah, and you were thinking, what does that mean?
Apparently a Gallagher is somebody who does the dirt and does a sneaky with thing in the bed with your girlfriend. And that's as clean as I can put it from the description I'm given here.
Yeah. Earlier on we...
Hashtag cheater, adulterer, suspicious jock. I saw your girlfriend with a Gallagher last night. You should be worried is the statement that's put, that's given with it.
Right.
As the example.
So Gallagher is
it
a bit of a...
It also goes on to say
a
number...
Bit of a lech.
Number two. You know the way they give you number two? They give you a few different details in the dictionary. Also, horn dog. Or man very eager for sexual intercourse.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is a Gallagher.
Yeah. So then, of course,
that I'm working with.
So then
I'm working with.
Grant, let's look up at McCabe and see now. Smart, because you're finding this so funny, smarty pants.
I can't believe it. You're a pest. You're a pest.
Hey, will you hold on?
A lech.
I am not. Somebody's taken the name of the Lord in vain over here.
Oh my God, that guy's such a Gallagher. Ugh, make your skin crawl.
It's terrible how much crack he's getting out of it. And then you looked up at what McCabe is, hoping to get exact something of equal thing. I was hoping if I'm a pervert, imagine what this fella's going to be. So it turns out, this is actually hard to read. And McCabe, it's actually hard to read. Someone who may be the most handsome man you've ever met. Nice, so nice and so cool. Could be a player at times. At first, may not express himself, but the more he talks, the more you get to like him. Close to perfect. A 9 out of 10 good boy. Everybody needs a McCabe in their life. They are the best. If you get a McCabe, don't lose them. You should love your McCabe forever. And the slash
such
of the last
wise
sentence,
words.
McCabes are so hot, you don't even know. What a load of absolute nonsense.
Hang on a sec. It's in the dictionary.
Hang on a second.
It's in the dictionary.
Did PJ not say that anyone can put anything on this dictionary?
Well, it's these are...
Was Jim McCabe or was he not in very early this morning?
He never even heard...
I didn't even know it existed.
I'd love if it was him, but it was actually... His one was updated. The last person to update the McCabe page was somebody called... Oh my God, Irish 93. Maybe it was him.
Hang on now.
Because that's his age and his nationality. You know what I'm we looking, did do,
it's okay. Just don't be so worried about it. It's okay, all right? There can only be small amounts of perfection
it's
in
just,
the world.
It's so ridiculously glowing. We did put you in, though, Mike.
Yeah, and this is the only thing that actually made PJ feel a little bit better.
Did you put in Hogan?
I put in Hogan. Now, unfortunately, there is no individual word for Hogan. Okay. So Hogan's. It's the word like knickers or scissors. It's a plural. For,
right.
You know, that's a,
so Hogan's in
so
general.
Hogan's. What are Hogan's?
It's not just Mike. It's all Hogan's.
So what are Hogan's? Well, thankfully, it's a name that came from the prairie settlers of eastern Montana. Right. And it's their nickname for especially pink-coloured breasts.
Yeah. Oh my God, Mike's a tit.
Yeah, Mike is an awful tit. We always do that. And it also says that a bra back then was commonly referred to as the Hogan holster.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The Hogan holster. So there you go. You're a Diddy hammock is what you are.
I'd rather be a Diddy than an adulterer.
You're a particularly pink one as well. A particularly pink.
Yeah. Particularly, especially pink breasts, introduced by Dutch prairie settlers of eastern Montana. There you
wow.
go.
What am I working with? I've got a pest over there and a tit in there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I tell you, when everybody says,
my God,
those Hogans, when they move
Mind
into
you,
the area.
To be honest with you, I suppose when you're this handsome and perfect, you're bound to attract the wrong sort of attention.
We're never going to hear the end of this.
Never,
ever going to hear the end of it.
Alanis Morissette, Ironic, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. And by the way, listen, just in case you need to, you know, use those words in context.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In case you don't have to use them in a sentence. You know, we used to have to do that as a kid, you know, use that word in a sentence to show that you knew what it meant.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Like, so
yeah.
If you have to use Gallagher and McCabe in a sentence, you've got some examples there, don't you?
I didn't really want to. Like, when it comes to Gallagher, it says, dude, I saw your girlfriend with a Gallagher last night. As in, it's really bad. You know,
right.
You
wanna... So there's an example. And then... In case you need to use the McCabe one.
He wasn't even going to do it. Yo, you see that guy? Yeah, he's a total McCabe. That's the context.
And by the way, in case you want to use the Hogan's one, you can get away with, look at the set of Hogan's.
Here, PJ, can I take him down a peg or two?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if you did, actually, yeah.
If you put Jim into it, right?
Oh, separately to
separately,
right, okay.
If you put the words Jim, just the word Jim into it. Noun, an individual of any age, in brackets, but often a senior citizen.
He's totally made this up now.
I'm not. Yes. Who uses technology and social media in an awkward and unfamiliar manner.
Oh my God, that's so
it's
accurate.
So accurate.
That's a gym.
That's so accurate.
And what about Mike's and PJ's?
PJ is apparently another word for an illegal substance.
Oh my God, you don't come out of it good in any way.
Yeah.
Drugs.
What is that? Yeah. You're a sex pest drug fiend. What is wrong? How did I end up with you?
I don't know. Yeah.
I may be old, but I'm hot. Oh, what's a mic? Did you redeem yourself?
Yeah, a lot. Now, it's long, but I'll only read you the first line, which says, he's a person who is caring, loving, protective, kind, stubborn, hard-headed, a good listener, and hilarious. All apart from...
Did you spell it right? Did you spell
yeah,
it right?
Yeah, K-E.
Put in your real name there.
Put your right name in, yeah.
Also says something about being good somewhere in the house, but I won't go into any more detail on that.
Right. God, well, it's not DIY.
Right, listen, by the way, we still haven't played our Forever Young song. All this week, we're giving you the chance to claim an incredible prize. We've got a big end-of-week prize. This is running right across the station. All of the shows have this for you. It's the chance to win this amazing VIP package. Weekend camping passes, VIP upgrades, luxury glamping, courtesy of Pitch Perfect Glamping, exclusive meet and greet with some of the artists at Forever Young. For four of you. It's an incredible
package. Yeah, it's
package.
A great prize. Yeah, great festival, so.
What a festival it's going to be. Marty Pello, Jimmy Somerville, Paul Young, Bananarama, Boomtown Rats, Bad Manners, Hot Chocolates. God, the list is huge. You can check them all out on foreveryoungfestival.ie. You'll get details about tickets there. But if you want to try and get into Win Air package, okay, the idea is you're listening out for any of the Forever Young artists to be played.
Yeah, but we're helping you out today, so here's the tip. It's going to be Paul Young today. Yeah. So if you hear any Paul Young
Well, for
today,
our show.
For our show, beg your pardon.
Could be different later on, maybe.
Yeah, for our show, it's Paul Young. So if you hear any of his songs, Penny Lane, Strawberry Fields, any of them, just text in straight
it's
away.
Paul Young!
I know! I know.
Paul Young. I can't give you the names of the songs, you know, I might give it away, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm after giving two of them there. Jeepers.
You've got the wrong Paul.
What are you talking about? Your man from the Beatles. We all live in a yesterday submarine. Yeah.
Look, it for the people of Ireland, it's Paul Young, okay? When you hear Paul Young played,
you can
text WIN and your name. Stick it on a WhatsApp, in fact, that'll make life easier. 087-188-0008.
You're thinking of the band he was in, Wings. That's a different set of songs altogether, Jim.
Oh, my God. I'm not sure if I've ever seen the WhatsApp move so quickly.
No, it's flying. It's like you were saying, it's not even moving normal. It's like freezing and jumping from page to page. It's that busy, yeah.
Incredible. The reason being that, of course, is Paul Young, Love of the Common People. That was the song we were listening for. Paul Young, of course, performing at Forever Young Festival 2020, happening at Palmerstown House Estate.
Well done getting that one, because it's not one of his hits.
It's one of his biggest hits.
No, surely. Like, you know, Eleanor Rigby and all would be bigger than that.
You're thinking of Paul McCartney.
That's Paul Young. Yeah, you're right. That was Paul McCartney. Sure, look, it's all the same. Love of the Common People. You're right. That was Paul McCartney. I often get those two confused, you know.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's extraordinary that. Right. Well, anyway, listen. That was our Paul Young song.
Well, and what you had we're going to have to agree to disagree on that, but fair enough.
When you heard it, you had to text or WhatsApp the word WIN and your name and details to 087-188-0008. The chance to get in to win our end of week prize. And this is running right across the entire station, so there will be more opportunities to do this later today. A VIP weekend package for four. VIP upgrades, luxury glamping package from Pitch Perfect Glamping, exclusive meet and greet with a couple of the artists that are performing. And what a lineup it is. You really should check it out. ForeverYoungFestival.ie, an incredible lineup of the biggest 80s acts of them all. And you could be there, all four of you, by the way. This is a package for four of you to do all of this in VIP style. Right, so we got to get a qualifier. We've got to get a name to go into the draw. Who's going to be, PJ?
Who is it going to be? Debbie Mills in Kildare. How about that? Debbie Mills in Kildare, well done. Congratulations to you.
Keep
your fingers crossed.
You're in the draw, and as I say, we'll announce the prize at the end of the week. By the way, Sharon Alston from Forever Young is going to be on with us on Friday to announce even more acts.
I don't know where she's getting them from this year. I really can't get my head around.
I don't know how many stages there's going to have to be to facilitate all these acts. It's incredible.
Let's be honest. Like, it's a good one. Getting Paul McCartney is a pretty good steal. But I will say,
Paul Young.
Yeah, whatever. Bananas, potatoes. But I will say, Bad Manners is the absolute
that's your big
win
one.
Of the weekend for me. I can't. That's the one I can't even imagine missing that.
Yeah.
It's going to be unreal.
You'll be there, all right. You'll be there. It's going to be an incredible... If you want to check out the full lineup, as I say, there's bound to be God knows how many acts that will be right up your street. But foreveryoungfestival.ie, details about getting tickets on that website as well. And as I say, listen out the rest of the day as well. More opportunities to hear one of the Forever Young Festival artists and to get yourself in to win that incredible prize as well. So good stuff right across the day today.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get cold later on. Did you see that? I'm looking at all these weather warnings for tonight. It's going to go right back down to one and between 0 and 3 degrees tonight.
Oh, my God.
Back to normal again tomorrow. But it's look, they're saying Ireland's set to get a cold blast this week. Oh, my God. This is the longest February of all time.
It's only the third.
Tell me, I know. The maths feels like it's been like that for a month.
We only just got you out of the January blues.
I know, yeah. Look, I'm addicted to drama today, to be quite honest with you. Yeah, I am a little bit. But of course, this is a leap year. So we'll be the longest February for years.
For four of them anyway.
Well, maybe. Yeah, at least. But they're saying it's going to drop down to 0 degrees, especially up Nordyland. It's going to be, if you're listening, you're on your way Nordyland, or you're in Nordyland, otherwise known as Ulster or the North. It's going to be very cold. So they're like proper wintry showers, and they're saying there could be
snow,
freezing temperatures, blustery rain. Jeepers, it's going to be an awful little night. Make sure you stay nice and warm. Further showers spreading across the west and north. We've met Aaron, really. They don't know how to do winters at all.
Is this proper like weather warning stuff, like as in colours?
No.
Yellows
no.
and oranges and
no,
reds?
No, none of that. It's just telling us that it's going to be a marked drop in the temperature. That's a jeepers. I'm only after getting used to getting back into sleep and into nude again. He's going to go and ruin that.
What, literally when January ended, you decided that's it, the end of the clothes?
Yeah, it's like it's 9 degrees.
Spring, that's it.
Yeah, I thought I won't be needing them jocks again. I thought to myself, they're going out the window.
Actually, after what we found out earlier about what Gallagher means in the Urban Dictionary, I don't think you should be talking about doing anything in the nude, to be honest with you.
I can't believe that this stupid site, Urban Dictionary, about as reliable as weather forecast.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
Day one of the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. We're playing for a fabulous prize courtesy of Gourmet Burger Kitchen. You could win yourself a two-night stay in a four-star Dublin City Centre hotel plus two evening meals at any of the four GBK restaurants in Dublin. You can choose from Liffey Valley, South Ann Street, South William Street or Temple Bar. And you can get to GBK today for 100% Irish prime beef burgers. Mind you, if you're not a beef lover, they do chicken, they do veggie, and they do vegan. So you can check it all out on gbk.ie if you want to get more info. But nothing to beat on a Monday.
Nothing to beat on a Monday, so you set the standard for the rest of the week. Last week it was the Monday player that ran away. Nobody could catch him. Let's see if we can do it again. Darren Whelan is in Dublin and he's going to have a go. How are you, Darren?
How's it going, lads? How's things?
Oh, good. Darren, what's your story?
Just on my way into work now, so.
Oh, yeah, decent weekend.
Happy Monday, you know.
Did you have a good weekend, Darren?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I was working for one of the days, but it was off the other, so it was good to spend time with the kids and that.
Yeah, nice stuff. Not, you weren't on a wild one then, by any account.
No. They're long gone, those days.
Right, okay. Well, listen, the good news is, no matter what happens, Darren, you'll be top of the leaderboard at the end of this. But obviously, if you can set a good score, might take you, just like last week, might take you right through till the very end. You ready to go?
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
Best of luck, man. 60 seconds. Here we go.
In the story of the ugly duckling, what did the duckling turn into?
A swan.
In what year did the First World War begin?
1921.
1914. Alcohol taken as a remedy for a hangover is known as the hair of the what?
I haven't got a clue, Pat.
The hair of the dog. Mel C duetted with what male singer on When You're Gone?
Ryan Adams.
By which name is the teeth that humans lose before adulthood come more commonly known?
Baby teeth.
I'll give you that. According to the saying, when attending to a person's every need, you're waiting on them hand and what?
Foot.
In relation to motoring, what do the initials MPH stand for?
Miles per hour.
Which pair of organs is joined to the voice box by the trachea?
Pass.
It's the lungs. In the film The Commitments, what Irish city was it set?
Oh, Dublin.
Yeah, how many sides does a parallelogram have?
Four.
Celtic and Rangers are in what city?
Glasgow.
Complete this commonly used phrase, hook, line and what?
Sinker.
In which sport would you get a standing eight count?
Boxing.
Boxing.
Well done, okay. That was a good start.
I was hoping we'd squeeze another one in there. Some wordy questions in there again today.
I was trying
to mentally edit as we went and I think I made them longer.
Right, I think we did okay though for a Monday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 again.
Last week's win and score.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah, that's very good.
That's a good start, Darren. That's a good start. 10 is now going to be the score to beat for the rest of the week. And in fairness, it didn't happen last week. 10 stayed right
on
the end.
10 on the Monday last week was the winner. So you're in a great place, Darren.
Fingers crossed.
Good stuff, Darren. Listen, have a good day. Thanks for playing.
Cheers, lads. Have a good one.
Cheers, man.
See you later, Darren.
There you go. Darren Whelan in Dublin setting the standard at 10, which, as PJ said, was good enough to win it all last week.
Yeah. God, I was tongue-tied a couple of times there. I tried to make them shorter and I made them longer.
Yeah. And by the way, I think you were right to give baby teeth.
I think it's
as common as milk teeth.
It would have been.
As an expression.
Here's me saying, I would have given it to him because that's what I would have said. I know that's not technically the right way to do this quiz, but it's good enough for me.
If you're the quiz master, that makes you the boss.
Baby teeth and milk teeth. Come on, all the same.
Absolutely. Right, so there we know now. You've got to beat 10 if you want to win this fabulous break. A two-night stay in a four-star Dublin City Centre hotel. Two evening meals at any of the four GBK restaurants in Dublin is our prize.